This call is being recorded.
So, beloved family, we are gathered here on the first Sunday of this first month of the year 2024, and what a perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, for the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. Just focus on letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, letting the world drift away, and just find yourself moving into yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And then exhale out in darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of the alignment of your chakras, the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, from below your feet all the way up through the top of your head and out through the top of your head. And starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that chakra, your Earth Star chakra, know that that is your grounding point to the earth, to Gaia, but not so much to the old three-dimensional earth, but more the fourth and fifth dimensional earth, to Gaia herself, the connection to the spirit of this planet, to the being of this planet. Now moving up to your root chakra, see that as a deep ruby red color, brilliant ruby red color. Into the sacral area, orange. Up to the solar plexus area and your adrenal glands. Bright, brilliant yellow, to the heart center, deep blue green. Know that the heart center is the midpoint between the 4 lower chakras and the 4 upper chakras, the balance point. When everything is there within the heart, everything is balanced. Moving to the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you are visualizing all of these chakras, seeing all of these chakras, notice as you raise the color intensity in each of those chakras, the vibrational frequency also increases in those chakras. So whenever you want to actually raise your vibration, this is one way to do it, because you can do this no matter where you are. Just simply focus on the chakras for a few moments and feel the resulting increasing vibration within those chakras. Now, bring all of the chakras together as one. Merge them all into the soul star chakra. See all of those colors coming together into the soul star chakra and all blending together as one and becoming the brilliant white light of the soul star chakra now. And all of the chakras merged in, creating the light body, your light body, and your Merkaba light body. And because the Merkaba light body can be a vehicle of travel, feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, moving into your Merkaba light vehicle, into your light body. Assume the light body now. Become your light body. And let yourself begin to rise up, leaving your physical body below you. And rise up into the room wherever you are, up through the roof. And if you're outside, just simply up into the sky, up through the clouds, higher and higher, to rise completely above the earth and become aware now of all of the millions of ships and the planets of the solar system, and out beyond that into the galaxy, and beyond that galaxy after galaxy after galaxy, all the way to the central sun of this galaxy, and beyond that to the central sun of the next galaxy and the next one, to the billions of galaxies and central suns of all of those galaxies, out all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of life here in this universe. And connect now to that cosmic source, to the source of all of life here, to the creator being of this universe. And know that energies have been coming down from this central sun of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, to the central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of the solar system, and down to the planet Earth, down to Gaia. Wave after wave after wave of energy has been coming down for many years, many decades, many centuries. For in literally thousands of years, energies have been coming and increasing over that period of time. But as there is no time, it is simply in the now moment. So So in this now moment, see as the energies are coming to the earth, having been coming stronger and stronger and stronger, light descending to earth. And as light descends to earth, as light descends to this earth illusion, it is removing the third dimensional illusion, or rather the veil that is the illusion, that covers the illusion. And the veil dissipating now, and see the veil between the third dimension and fourth and fifth dimension. See that veil, that shadow, disappearing or becoming as light. Light dispersing darkness wherever it is. Or in the higher fourth and fifth dimensional expression, there can be no darkness. There is only light. So see now light descending from the great central suns of all of the galaxies through this central sun of this solar system, descending to Earth. And at the same time, light from below the earth, from deep within the earth, light coming up and compressing at the surface of the planet, wherever darkness there is, and that darkness compressing now into light, or whatever will not turn to the light will be consumed by the light. And now for a moment, see into your future, which is the present moment now, where the past, present, and the future are all one. But see what is occurring right now in this moment as this compression breakthrough happens. See the resulting changes upon the earth, whatever they might be for you in your expectations. Whatever you are desiring, whatever you are intending to be, see that happening. Whether it is people coming together everywhere in love and expressing that love, whether it is those of your brothers and sisters from the skies coming down and meeting people all over the earth, making contact. Whatever those changes might be, even technological changes that you want to see happen, in the healthcare industry, in the energy industry, transportation industry, whatever it is, see those changes happening now. Create your new life ahead of you. But again, right now, in this moment, see it happening. Now, as you begin to find your way back to your physical form, bring that image, that visualization that you had, bring it back with you. As you come back to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. You come back now into your body, merging back in. You feel the higher vibrational energies within your physical body as you reconnect. Your spirit reconnects now to your physical form. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come to be with you at this time, in this beginning of this new year, in this beginning, this new beginning. And it is not only the beginning of a new year, but it is the beginning of changes, many changes that are both coming and are happening right now in this moment. For many of the changes that you are not yet seeing are in development now, building, building, building to a climax. Those of you that are experiencing various energy symptoms, and that is indeed what is happening to many of the light working and light warrior community that are noticing this. And many would say, oh no, that is just a product of aging. But it is so much more than that. It is the coming together of the oneness within all of you as the energies continue to increase, continue to affect your central nervous system in various ways. You have been calling them ascension symptoms for some time now. And indeed, those ascension symptoms are increasing. For a while there, they were lessened to most across the planet. But now they are indeed increasing once again. You will notice this as it continues to, in a sense, wreak havoc with your central nervous system. But be at peace. Be at love within yourselves. Because this is and are the changes that have been predicted from many thousands of years ago. The end times as you know them. But as you also know, it is not the end times of the earth, certainly not. It is the end times of the old ways, of the old status quo. For that status quo cannot continue on in the new higher energies. It is not possible. So those that cling to those comfort zones and keeping the status quo, they cannot continue on in these higher energies. And you, all of you, have been acclimating to these changes, to these energies. So be at peace, my friends. All is in flux. Whenever there is a sense of flux in the environment, in the culture, there is a resulting expression of emotions, of energy changes happening within the body. So just allow it to be. As you have heard many times, just simply go with the flow. For the flow is taking you into the higher realms of your own being, into the higher energy frequencies. These higher frequencies that are catapulting you right now in these moments, catapulting you into the higher dimensional realms. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. Let you continue to accept these frequency changes. Know that they are happening for a reason. And again, taking you higher and higher into the realms of the heaven within your own being. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. You can now unmute your phones and ask your questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Back up. This was actually several years ago, like maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I had a series of memories, most of them in my sleep, of past lives. And I also had these dreams. It was a recurring dream where I was experiencing and seeing something that was so horrible, I wouldn't even let somebody watch it on TV if it was on a movie screen. And it was a recurring dream. It kept happening over and over and over again. And I had a friend that was very gifted. And, you know, she was one of these people that can see right through you or know all about you, even talking to you on the phone. And I told her about this dream, and she told me it was a screen dream. And I'm like, what's a screen dream? And she said, she told me that a screen dream was something that made that it was a memory that was given back to me in a way that my emotional body could handle it. She told me that what that was during some kind of a dragon war. And I don't know a lot about that. That's actually what my question is about. I was just kind of leading up where it came from. And she told me I was like a leader, and we were captured by, I think, reptilians. And, I was forced to watch one of my fellow warriors' friends being tortured, and somehow he was being made to torture himself. Now my question is about dragons. Okay, now she. I don't necessarily always take the word of somebody else as gospel, if you know what I mean, for lack of a better term, unless I kind of have some sort of experience that goes with it, you know, that I can verify it myself. I know where I think I hear you guys saying it, search for it yourself, find out for yourself. My question is, was there a dragon race? We were fighting I had a second dream where we were.
Hold, please. We need to be more specific about what you are asking. You have given much background here, but your question, and as you just asked, is was there a dragon race? Is that your question here?
That's the main question.
And we will answer that then first. Certainly, yes. That is in your myths, in your ancient fables, all of this. And whenever there is that of myths and fables and songs and all of these things from past times, there is always a truth, a reality to it. This is where it comes from. And certainly there was and is a dragon race. And they have what you might call disappeared from the human race for quite some time now, because they were not going to be in this third dimensional illusion along with the human race. So they left. And they are certainly there at a higher frequency, and we will say fourth and the high fourth and fifth dimension, and even beyond that, certainly, that they are in existence and are assisting the human race, even at this time now, in various ways. So what you were having the dream about, the recurrent dream, was about these lifetimes, not only one lifetime, but several lifetimes that you have had, where you experienced not so much the dragon race, although that was part of this, but the atrocities that you witnessed and even partook in various ways. And this was coming back to you. And in this sense, you were dealing with this at a karmic level, but in your dream state, you were dealing with this. Not so that you would have to deal with it in this lifetime directly, you see. And it is a pattern that you brought into this lifetime. So it is something that has passed now. You have moved through it, and it is not something to be concerned about anymore unless you hold on to it. And this is why we say forgive, forget, and move on. Do not hold on to anything from the past. The past is the past. Let it lie there and move on. So, Shana.
Right.
We will wait for another question here.
Very good.
So, just one quick thing. So one of the mentioned that after she told me about that, I didn't have that recurring dream anymore. But what I was going to ask, Where was this? Was it like in the Orion Wars, or was it something else?
Shoshana, do you wish to answer this?
We will add here, dear brother. May we add?
Yes.
It is important here that you decide. We cannot tell you where you were. There are many worlds. There are many universes. There are many ways of being. There are many dimensions. So we cannot tell you where you were. You must find this for yourself.
Okay.
Namaste.
Well, thank you to both of you.
Yes.
Very good. Then we move on. Are there any other further questions here?
Yes, may I?
Yes.
Okay. So I had an experience some weeks ago.
You are on speaker, dear one?
Yes.
You must bring yourself.
I'm on my earbuds. Okay. All right. Hold on. Is that better?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Proceed.
Okay, I can barely hear you. That's why I'm on speaker. Okay. I'll increase the volume. There we go. Is that better?
Yes, please speak as your with your question.
Okay. So some weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a lady landlord. And so after a couple of minutes, I felt like something reached into my chest, into my heart chakra, and grabbed my heart chakra and was wrenching it. And it was extremely painful even after she left. And it hurt. It really hurt. And I wanted to understand why that happened and what it was. I've been pondering and just have had to let it go. And after that experience, I was frightened and I called a few people to talk, but it still kind of lingers. I wanted to know why that happened and where it came from. So I'm calling because I want to understand. Thank you.
It is simple, dear one. May we share?
Yes.
You fear this woman. You are experiencing.
Indeed.
You are experiencing fear, and until you see yourself on level ground with her, that she is equal to you, that she is the same as you, then you will fear her. You are responding to fear. That is all. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Greetings, this is Moses. I wanted to double check because there was a channeling from Era of Light in which one of the commanders spoke about the passing, the death of President Trump. And I wanted to verify and double check this information if this is true. And also, this channeling spoke about the dissolution of the gray hats and how and he also spoke about this causing a situation of a bit of a lost momentum in the mission of the light. So I wanted to understand, is this true? And if it's true, is there a backup plan for us? Thank you.
First of all, there is only the plan. The great universal plan that has been in the works for a very long time. And in this part of the plan is now being worked through here. And yes, there are different parts of the plan that change as a result of whatever mankind and the consciousness of man does at any one point. And so everything is in a change kind of thing. There is plan A, plan B, yes, all of this as part of the greater plan. But know that it is still the greater plan. So the idea that the white hats or the gray hats, as you are calling them, are no longer in control or they are being misled or misleading the population of the planet or anything of this nature is not accurate. There is certainly shifting within the plan as it moves along here. So the one, as you know, as the president, Trump, he is certainly still in the picture and will be in the picture for some time yet. So whatever various sources bring through, always know that it is coming through the personality that it is coming through, channeling through. Just as we come through this one James and the Shoshana comes through the one Joanna. There is never 100% accuracy. There is always that filtering that happens here through these sources. That is why there are so many different sources now, so many ones that are coming through various personalities here on the planet and bringing much information to the public here. So you have to know, though, that it is, again, being filtered through in various ways. So never take it as the word earlier used, the gospel truth here, because there is no such thing. There is nothing that is written in stone. It is always a changing environment, always a changing situation here. So know that. And mostly, most important here is keep the faith, keep the intention and the expectations and all of this at a higher vibrational frequency level, because you are certainly moving through this transition, and it is a changing transition in various ways, but it is still moving in the direction that we all have been saying for some time here. So just simply keep the faith here. Shoshana, do you have something you add?
We do not have anything specific to add. We will share our perspective, however. May we share with you, dear brother?
Yes, please.
Dear brother, we will ask you, how did this make you feel?
I did not quite resonate with it. It sounded as it was hopeless, and so hence why I wanted to verify it with you today.
So you use the term hopeless because that's what it was. It was hopeless, and there is much misdirection, misinformation floating about, regardless of the source, you see. There is much of this going on because you are winning. So when you see when you see a sports event and one team is winning, what does the other team do? Everything they can to avoid losing, you see. That is what is happening in your world. The dark side is doing everything they can not to lose because they are losing. Excuse me. Excuse me. One second. So we will tell you that this is what you must know. That this one, Trump, has created something in the hearts of man, in the hearts of the world, not just this one country. He has created this. And it would not matter if he was not here, because the strength of the movement of freedom, it must be in the hearts of man to move forward. It does not matter if one has it, it matters that all have it. That the feeling of movement forward, freedom, emancipation is the word that we think of, must come from the hearts of man, you see. This one, Trump, is leading this movement, but we promise you, that if this one was not leading, another would. Because the strength of this movement has enveloped the hearts of the multitudes, you see. So it does not matter what this channel says, because it is in your heart, you see. And the heart is what leads man. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
This is Linda. I have a different kind of a question that sort of ties in with the questions just asked. So we as individuals or as humanity make calls to our higher selves, our ascended master selves and to source for stabilization, love, balance, patience, whatever we require to be fortified. As that energy comes from source and it goes through all our ascended master selves and our higher mental bodies, That energy, does that stay sustained within those parts of us as well, so that the energy not only encompasses us as an individual, but then attaches or strengthens each aspect of our ascended master self, no matter where that is on this planet or in other dimensions? I know that's a complicated question, I apologize, but my brain's just kind of moving fast right now.
We wish to share here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would that be appropriate here? Or do you wish to share first?
No, yes, please.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please, go ahead.
What you are saying, the answer is yes. This is always true, you see. Always. That is how the spirit evolves. That is how the being moves forward. In every step, in every awareness, in every movement in consciousness, these things spread all the way to the Christ grid, you see, and beyond. So what you are saying is so accurate that we wish to applaud your understanding. Namaste.
And we add here that, as you have heard before, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It always is, mm-hmm. always will be. Energy just takes different forms. That is all. Mm-hmm. And those forms, the energy, moves through all of your various bodies, your various aspects of yourself, your higher self, that higher self of that higher self, and so on and so on and so on. Energy is dissipated, or energy is moved throughout all of your being. See?
Thank you. So even if my ascended master self has 20 other aspects on this planet, or 144,000 aspects on this planet, all of that energy is enlightened to each aspect?
That is correct.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yes. Whatever you are experiencing yourself as the personality that you are now, the rest of you is experiencing as well. What you are learning, the rest of you is learning, and vice versa. Whatever other aspects of yourself are learning and experiencing, you are experiencing as well.
Thank you. That was hugely enlightening for me. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here before we release channel?
I have a quick question, I think. My question is, will there be alcohol on the new Earth?
It is not needed, Tier 1.
Yes, but we will say here that even those of us at various times like our glass of wine here and there, you see. Saint Germain is noted for his love, not love, wrong word here, affinity toward various of the spirits. So it is something that will continue if you want to, but not to the point of attachment. That is the difference here. A little bit here, a little bit there, no problem. But it is the attachment of these things that are what will be leading. You will not have the attachment any longer.
We wish to share.
Yes.
We wish to expand on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
The idea of alcohol as an abusive substance, that idea, that program is not present in the higher realms. There can be no addiction. There can be no addiction in the higher realms because that program does not exist. It cannot, you see, or it would not be the higher realm. So we must tell you that the idea of addiction, the idea of abusive substances, the idea of drugs, the idea of alcohol as an abusive substance, as an addiction, is all third dimensional plane programming. It is in the realm of the third dimension. And it is in the realm of the third dimension because you have a dark force, you have named it the cabal, that has pushed these programs upon people, you see. And there really is no abusive substance. There are people that wish that are addicted, you see, to their pain, to their fear, to their misdirection, to their misunderstanding of who they truly are, you see. So they use these substances to avoid understanding who they are because it is too painful for them, you see, to take that responsibility. So we will tell you that this question is much broader than the idea of alcohol, because the realms above you, the realms beyond you, and the past the third dimensional realms do not have these programs. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
Take one more question, if there is one, before we release channel.
Would you like the email question now?
Yes, then we are ready for that.
Okay, thank you. So the question was, if a person with a 50-year-old body gets into the crystalline body, how young can they look or feel?
Yes, and the question was the crystalline light body. So when you have achieved your light body in the ascension process, then it is unlimited what you can appear as. There is only the programming in your third dimension that keeps you in the aging process that you are in at this point. When you are beyond the third dimensional illusion, there is no more aging process. You can be anything you want to be, even to the point of changing your gender identity. You can change many things. You want to become an animal for a bit of time, you can do that as well. You see, there is no limit to what you can do, only with your imagination. And whatever you can imagine, image in, you can then become that, you see. But you would not want to go back into the lower vibrational frequencies once you have raised your frequency and to the point where you are beyond the lower frequencies, you see. Shoshana, do you have anything you want to add for this?
We would say only that those that would ask a question such as this do not truly understand the programs of the third realm, as you have defined the aging program. So if one asks, how young will I feel? There is no young. There is no old. There is just being, you see. So we must add here that it is imperative that people that are going through the ascension process understand that the programs of the third dimension that you experience here do not exist. They are not there, you see. So you cannot... You cannot ask for them. You cannot ask, well, I wish to be 25 again, because then you are back in the third realm, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Do you have any parting message, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, continue to allow for the energies, the increasing energies, and they're going to continue to increase in various ways. Not only the energies that you feel at your central nervous system, but also the many changes that are going to be happening and are in the process of happening now to your world. And we speak not only to the wider world, but your own inner world as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.